that time comes, we're not going to need all the other stuff.
Okay, probably. Simikuchavkes sif lamed aleph. So we discussed about the issue of looking at the kahanim. So we had people that have a mum, etc., can't go up because they're going to draw attention, and people will focus on that and not on the bracha. Iminig amalkim l'shal shal kahanim talis up in him. If the minig of the kahanim is to cover their faces with,
do you know, are the places where that's not the minhag?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with any, but we saw from the Shulchan Aruch before that the minhag was not the cup was not
right.
Affiliation before of ubiyadu kama mumen yisus kapa. So we had before that they're going to be covering their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we've covered the faces and the hands, so we're not worried about the movement of the face and their hands. They won't be staring at them because you can't see them. And the other remark clarifies in Afka, im hoyu yodah b'fnim in atalus, alim heime b'chus l'mahani atalus yodah. The talus doesn't help for the movement of the hands if the hand is visible. Okay, Mishabur kuf yudalat. If the minigam malka, so and you call them the stock of the hand. The reason why it's not a problem because now you can't see them, so they're not going to be distracted. Now, the man of minig came. If that's not the minig, Raksha, who wrote to Lassus, came if they have mumin shaboy. But he personally, this client has a mumin. He says, I'll be nice to my kapayim, and I'll solve the problem. People staring at me by covering myself with a talus. Also, that's not going to work. Okay, because that's exactly what they're to stare at. Why is that kohen covering? What else is covered? That itself is going to cause people to be distracted. If you read some kolakadim lasers kamayu, keshali heboy shinoi mishar kahanim. So although the kahanim will accommodate him and do it as well, this way he will not be perceived as being different. If you hachi oser kamalkim istaklo behemenesh shino min hagam yisichu daitam. So people were there like, why are the kahanim this time covering itself with talus? So that itself will be a source of distraction. So the minhag is the shal shal kahanim talis up in him. Alam ha'ani masha beizim akum is a kol mechatsim pneim. Kamalkim kishyeru shiyesh mum also listu kule. The fact that the kahal covers their faces doesn't work. V'gam yesh bochrim she'en lehem talisim, and other people don't have a talis at all. So the kahanim, we're not worried about that issue because even the bachurim are misata batalis, the kahanim which are bachurim are misata batalis. But over here, that's the problem. So it'll work liyadav. Avulman shivafanav is mahani. So in case where the talis is put over their face and not their hands, it'll only work for the movement on the face, not on the hands. Sif lamed beis.
It sounds like the people in the Kahal don't know the Kohanim. I mean, people know each other, so if the Kohanim has a mum, people know it.
You said already, we already said that it's dosh, if it's Doshbi Iroi, so it's not a problem. That was what you said in the last Sif.
Yeah, right.
So we're talking about case, it wasn't Doshbi Iroi, obviously.
It's a guest. He's a guest.
Or he moved here, but he just moved in. He's not here for 30 days yet. We said that the. Right? That's the end of the last sif. Once he's been there for a while, it's not a problem.
That happens tons of times. Mm-hmm. People are invited for yantav, and they're okay, and they're different.
Okay.
Sif on the talus going over.
How yodav zuos is this upua? If his hands were dyed with is this upua? Is the poor perish many tzvoim, different types of dyes? Well, he says kappa, and he shall all mistak them behem. So he has these dyes in his hands, so people will stare at it, that, you know, what's going on? However, that's, most people in the city do this, so that's not nothing to stare at. Everybody looks like that. He says kappa. Yisus Kapurim. He's known that this is what he looks like. Everybody knows that, you know, this is what he does. So why should they stare at him? So then write this one too. Kufi Zion. He can't be Yisus Kapurim because the Amos Mistaklim Behen. But if normally he covers his face and his hands with a talus, so the dinas halacha would also be now be mutter. If right the anshe here and milach the mekach, we're talking about this individual person is not known yet. People know that this is what he does. That's the next. Because in the worship pichodesh b'shari achrenim ube'ezah shulchan aruch yishanim kosu zeh b'mechaber gufa. We actually have it in our mechaber as well. Chedim adosh b'iro yisus kapu. Apparently they didn't have that gear, so Mishnah Berurah is pointing it out. He's pointing out, and he said, just by the way, some other versions had it there in the shulchan aruch itself.
Why?
The words im hudash b'iroi.
Where?
The words at the end of Siflam Abayis. V'chein im hudash b'iroi yises kapo. Mishnah Berurah says apparently in some versions of the Shulchan Aruch it's not written there. So he's saying, based on Shulchan Aruch, Yishonim causes a b'mechaber gufa. In some older versions it was actually written there. Mishnah Berurah, the version Mishnah Berurah was working with, it was not written there, and he felt the need to point out, but by the way, that's going to be true. If he's Dash B'Iroi, then we solve the problem. Okay.
Where in Mishnah Berurah?
Mishnah Berurah Kufi Ches. Okay, Sif Lamed Gimel. Mi She'ena Yudea Lachtech Ha'osius. The person has not pronounced the letters properly. Kigoyen, the Mark gives the example. Sharmer L'Alfin Ayinin, L'Ayinin Alfin. Person mispronounces the olive that sounds like an ayin, or the ayin sounds like an olive. Well, Yisus Kapu, he should not be Yisus Kapu. Mishnah Berurah will talk about what about nowadays when we are not familiar with how to differentiate. Kufi Tes.
Well, it's interesting that in a really relatively short time they lost that distinction. Something like 500 years or so.
Possible, yeah. Kufi Tes. Sheni Yodeya. The woman Misha Kvad Peo, Kvad Loshen, not that his problem is simply just he has some type of a stammer, etc. And the loch is that if he's able to control himself when he says the brachos, so that's not a problem. The issue is that even while he's saying the brachos, he'll have a problem. So again, that's going to be distracting. He shouldn't be nosek kapayim. Laufen einen, wurde in the Mishakara the Chesen Hagen, Shakara the Shibarlis Sibarlis. Now, we've called Menehu Eroi Karim Kach, that's how people talk in that city. Mutalisa Kapayim, Shom, by Samachim, is Alvinus Akwaim, that city. We've called Menehu Eroi, sorry, Vitamza Kosokarim, that event, this is the logic behind. Most people do not differentiate between an aleph and an ayin, so that's considered the way we pronounce it nowadays. That's not going to detract from his right to make the serious kanon. Furthermore, the medinas yusya shegelam harbish likra shibarlis sibarlis. After Kalanti Medina Yodim Hefer Shabain Shin Yaman is the smallest. Even though you have the general populace pronounces the difference in the pronunciation of a sin smallest and a sin Yamanis. Okay. But if there is a significant element which doesn't, for example, Shibalis and Sibalis. Kamaka mutter lisa kapa. He allowed to be nosa kapa. People say be smerecho. Right. I had my rebbeim who pronounced with the religious.
You had rebbeim that did that?
Yeah. Ravasi and Ravasi.
Yeah.
Once he was disclosed, I've been saying closest to Ravashi and Ravasi. Ravasi is the same. Ravasi is the same. Ravasi is the same. Ravasi is the same. It's like a vault of the vault. Keep track of that one. You know.
Like with the spadim, with the tough and the soft, it sounds the same too.
Right, but you were trying to remember as well close to Ravasi and Ravashi. They're both Ravasi. So. Okay. Sif Lamadala. He deals with the issue of a young Kahana. Katan Shalehevi Shte Saris. Somebody who's a loch of Katan. If he reaches the age of maturity, we assume that he has Saris. We're going to allow, they're not going to have this problem. But if we know that he doesn't, or he knows that he's under the age of 13, in other words, says, Kapov, beef, the atzmai cloud, he should not do the Nesias Kapayim alone. It's not covered on Tzibur that they should all be kafuf to the bracha of this of a katan. Aval im kohanim shem gedolim, together with kohanim which are gedolim, he's noisy kapov. That's how he's trained into doing the mitzvah properly. Once he's reached the age of maturity, he can be nesek kapayim on his own. So you have a 13-year-old mitzvah bacher. So 3 days ago, it was considered bizarre to the tzibra, he should be nesek kapayim by himself. And that's not true anymore. He's joined the ranks of Klal Yisrael, he's Chayav Mitzvah, so we can bow to his bracha. But miyudafka b'akray b'alma lo b'kviyas achi yismal zekonai. This is all talking about that he should nesek kapayim by himself once in a while. But to do it regularly, that's not proper to do. Because the ma'isa, he's still a young, very young person, and there's some elements of it not being covered at tzibra that he should be the regular kohen who's duchening by himself all the time. Ashi's mouth is a con until his beard grows in. And then, Shos Yacholi says, Kapov, Philip Bechiri, Bekeva. He can do Nesias Kapayim on his own regularly. Okay. Choshagi, the Shonim, Shorali, his mouth is a con. Obviously, his mouth is a con, or Kinabani, his mouth is a con. For this purpose, we don't need that he physically has actually developed a beard. He reached that age. So that level of age and maturity is enough that people do not mind being kafuf to him. Ryan Leal Simon Gimel, Sif, Ches. That, you know, even a small beginning of a sprouting of a beard is enough for this purpose, and the smell is a common. He reached the age of maturity. So we assume that he's reached the age of halachic, maturity of majority, because we have a rule in Shas that the person has simon that person. Has the age, we assume he brought Simon. Shurzu Chazaka the Rav. Now it's interesting that this Chazaka that we had before, only applies by the Rabbanans. So if you're discussing over there, Simon, hey, can he down for the Amid? The answer is yes. I mean, maybe he didn't bring through Cyrus. Chazaka, he's Bodachal Shalom, Bodachal Simon. He reaches the age, we assume he had Simon. So he can do the Rabbanans like saying Kaddish and, you know, all those things. So you want to tell me over here that that's true? That would also be fine. But that, we, over there, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, we only rely on that chazaka for the rabbanans, not for the raisas. And again, I mentioned to you the example then of Tefillas Kelim, or Hataras Nedarim. I think of the example of Hataras Nedarim, right? So the halacha is a boy from the age of 12 and onwards, and a girl from the age of 11 and onwards. When if they make a neder, assuming that there's a halacha that their neder has to be fulfilled. That's true even though from the age of 12 and onwards, they're not a bar mitzvah yet. Not a bas mitzvah. She's 11 years old and onwards. There's a special din that is called the nidera nidokim, which we test the person to see if they're familiar with what they're talking about. Right? And once we test the person, thank you, sir. Once we test the person, once it's nidak, and if they understand the shame minor, the shame... The shame, who are their nishba in, so now they are able to keep it. And the rights are level. So the dorim of a young person are binding. What about being matter and eder? You need a full-fledged, bona fide adult. Okay. So you're being matter and dorim, which is dinim deraisa, based on a bezdin of three young men, 14 years old. Maybe they're not. Maybe they don't have a din of a gedola. So we assume. Well, you can't assume. You can't assume by the derisa. You can't assume by the derisa. That's true. So here we have the Mishnah seems to be going. Betzin is only wrong with the cotton being the sikapayim. Right. The problem is there's a covenant seber issue. For that we say, well, but he's a gedola already. He's not a problem covenant seber. So the chazaka use over here not vis-a-vis the mitzvah shuba, which is the raisa, the kind of the mitzvah the raisa to do it, because there's nothing wrong with the kind of the cotton being mechunach and doing it either. The problem is kavanat tzibur. The answer is a kavanat tzibur. We assume that he's a gadol already, but he's a gadol. People, you know, give a different, don't feel so degraded by the fact that he's not sacrificing by himself.
When he's turned 13?
Well, he's saying if he's turned 13, even before he's turned 13.
Even before he turned 13, what if he's got...
Well, I'm sorry. Since he could be Noisa Kapayim, Mikir Adin, even as a katan, for kinder purposes. So the issue over here is not, does he have a right to be Noisa Kapayim? We have to give him a din of a Bali Godel. The issue is considered a lack of Kavanat Zibur. The answer is, if he's a Godel, it's not such a lack of Kavanat Zibur. He's a lack of Godel. Right? Well, do you know Bali is a lack of Godel? Yes, for that, can we say Mechan Chazak of the Rav? It's not in the rise. Let's say, however, in a situation where, in a situation where he didn't bring Tesaris, he can't make no Nosek Kapayim by himself. I feel about Rai, she covered the Tzibur Lius Kafuf and the Birchus Katan. If he's only Kayan, so it means all of the Tzibur is Kafuf to the Birchus Katan. And that's not a Derech Eretz to the Tzibur. So he can't even to do it occasionally, it would still be problematic. But if there are other kahanim there, he can go up and duchen to be mechunach lomar lischarich. The time is very short. The word gam can he makes a bracha like anytime you do chinuch. We're going to bracha mechay because we're advised chelak alsim because tav kum sam mechay chinuch zeh and if a shayis money chinuch shu kvar chomish be kvar shis ki im shidei alisa kav of kumenagi a kahanim. But it's. So what's the shear? The shear is like chinuch normally is ages 5, 6, 7. Says that's not over in the shul over here, but rather once he's familiar with all the different menhagim etc., so we allow him to be tzarping mechunich together with other kahanim. Mihu, what's it going up? Davka b'krayim. Okay. Gamze who bin they, so now he's a loch, he's a body god. He's still a bacher. He can be not occupied by himself once in a while, not regularly. Viter makra that we say is only mutter. Gamze whom he tama kwadamal a tibur, shame kwadam shivorchu tommy bekeba be yachidi ishla and smell a dine's coming. To using somebody who's a lochically considered a god. But the mice, he doesn't look like one. He doesn't. He's not growing in his beard yet. So that's a covenant. It's bizarre to the zebra. It's not a covenant to the zebra that these 90-year-old men are bowing down to this 14-year-old bacher. Okay. So he's not a do it back right.
It's what 90-year-old men.
Give an example. Okay. So this halach is Daf Bakrai. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. B'minazin, said Hashem, noisin kapayim ela b'yomtiv. Matulis kabab kol regal regal afilu b'chnei atzmoi. Helach zuki nafshi b'kehani. So let me give you that a little. The heter was he's already a gadol. He's not nismal as kano. He shouldn't give a brichus kano by himself. But back him up. It says if he wants to do it by himself, it's a good for him to do it by himself. This is how he proves to people that he's a kohen. This is how he establishes his status as a kohen. Then he sent you back to. Ryan Liel. Okay, so Shabura, the Ramov ended his thought, sending you the look back at Simon Gimel's Sif Ches. Clever. The Shom of Word. What did it say over there? The Filo Hayul is Zokon Mu'ad. Even though he has a small beard, Kreenan Bay. These smiles come. We say it's all full. It's not full. That's not what he meant. It just meant, you know, that's a general phrase. The second person's great beard grew in. So that level of facial hair, together with the fact that he's 18, we see he's not body gadol. If you want to give him a status of a gadol before that, we have to have him a full beard to accomplish that. Okay, sif lamed hay. Karen Jaharg is a nefesh. Nebuchadnezzar killed a nefesh, a person. Philip b'shogeg, even though he was b'shogeg, lo yisus kapov, he can't be in a sekapayim. Zot the mechaber afilu also tshuva, even the tshuva. We will see the Ramah is going to argue on this. Okay, so he can't be in a sekapayim even if the tshuva. Zot the Ramah v'yesharim the im also tshuva, lo yisus kapov. No, once he did tshuva, nothing is ever b'fnei a tshuva. He has a right to go back to his status of a full-fledged kohen and tzedukim. V'yesh l'hokal abali tshuva. Shalom l'lom delos b'tneim. V'achinog. Anything which we're going to do which will in some way stand and prevent, in the way, and prevent the bal tshuva want to do the tshuva, we shouldn't do that. We tell the kohen, he says, you know, you killed somebody, it's a horrible thing, you should never do it again. He says, yeah, I understand that. By the way, you're not going back to your old status. Forget it. I says, you know, the part of the motivation was to try and get back to that. It's useless, it's, you know. So he wants to go back to being a full-fledged kohen, so you can undermine his interest for tshuva if you tell him that. Kuf chavzayin, shorg as a nefesh, receive, before he schem kapehem, alimei naimikem, Yedechem domim molehu. Suppose it says even if they used to daven priests Yedayim, they throw out their hands, they would call heavenward. So even when you're doing that, verse says, I'm not interested in hearing what you have to say, because Yedechem domim molehu. Your hands are full of blood for the murdered people that they murdered. So how can you take those hands and then use it as the conduit for Birchas Kahanim?
Kohen less than 18 years old would need a full-grown beard to doesn't by himself.
Okay, you know, I'm not there anymore. Kuf of Ches, Philip b'shargeg, Yemi kill b'shargeg, Ilo yisus kapov. Now, vim onasu la'arug, no yisus kapov. If, however, it wasn't a shargeg, it was an earnest. There was something else forcing him to do it, so then he could be no yisus kapov. Now, what does it mean? He's not allowed to do that. He's been called upon to kill somebody. He should refuse, even if he ends up being killed. It's better than killing. He's not supposed to kill somebody else. Okay. Still not says kapayim. Now, when tzichul kaim alon diharig vayaver, become walking him over alon erig lo mifsul the says kapayim b'shul zeh. That doesn't disqualify him from the says kapayim. It's interesting. There's a Rambam. Rambam says by Avod Zora that the din of Yargo Yavor, Yeregwa al Yavor. Let's say a person didn't do that and he bowed down to the Avod Zora. So what is his status? His status is a person did an Avera. Which Avera? He's over that say of Nikdash Mesech Ben Yisro. There is mitzad the avera of avodah zara. The Mishnah says that's it was done under duress. The Rambam says. Excuse me. It was done under pressure. Something under pressure you're not held culpable for. So he's not chai for the Vadazora Shabbat. But it is true that he had a mitzvah to say when he dashed himself when he said, which he didn't listen to. So he was mevatel that say when he dashed. He's over the loisah say losachalalu. That's it. He's not over. He's not a Vadazora Nick. So the Rambam passing. So he's saying the same thing would be true. That the case of Oynus, he was onus laharoig. If he's onus laharoig, so then it's like, you know, it's, in some sense it wasn't his might, it wasn't his action. There's a chem de Shlomo. Shuvah's chem, it's a tshuva, if I recall correctly. Kamla Shlomo once upon a time was one of the main, you know, it's a tshuva sefer and a chazushim sefer, like a lot of alumnus over there, used a lot of alumnus. So he proves that the alumnus of how, why Ernest is, Ernest is going to Patri, what's the logic behind that? What's based on a pasuk, but do we have like a way to understand what the assert is, what the alumnus is? So he suggests that the alumnus is that when something is done under pressure, there it's the human being is held responsible for mice which he did. Who's the he? So the he is not just hands. The he is the human being, which is represented by the human being's mind, etc. Right? When the human being is doing it under pressure, it's not really him who's doing it. It's the person, as it were, in a certain sense, who's forcing him to do it. That's the one who's doing it, not he. He builds this on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the law is one of the psulim of Karbonis is an animal which is a nevad, animal which has been worshipped. So the Gemara says, in a case where an animal has been worshipped, the worshipper did it, it was oibed it, boinus, the animal's kosher for a korban. So he says, what does it mean the animal's kosher for a korban? It's in the Yarbal Yav, he should not have given in to the oinus, and he had his decision to give it to the oinus, and now he was oibed about his aura. So the animals are nevad. So no. When an oinus, the definition of a nevad is means the human being was oived. The human being wasn't oived. The situation was the oived, in a certain sense. Because the situation, be it the god to his head, whatever it was, is what created the avoid, and not the human being creating the avoid. So now he says in the case of Ansul Aroig, it's the same thing. He's not a ritzeach. The oinus is what caused the ritzeach. And therefore, he's kosher for Nesis Kapan.
What happens if he's in the military?
So that's not an oinus. We assume that that's not called an oinus.
So then he can't do it?
We'll see. Now, if he lost a tshuva, so he can't be even if it's a shogeg, and he did tshuva, he still can't be in a sukkapai. Ramah disagrees. So the Mishnah Berurah, Tam Dei Zul, the Sirli, the Alpha Gepi, Shein Lo Chadar V'Shar Mim B'Znei HaTshuva, everything, Tshuva is limitless, has power over everything. K'malkim, Eka Tegur Nasa Senegar. We still have a different problem. To use the hands, which Halacha perceived, like, Yudekim Dabim Malayu, doesn't mean necessarily they stab everybody, they could be, there's other ways to kill people. But it's called that their hands are full of blood. So those hands which are full of blood, whether it's right or wrong, or showing your amazing, it's irrelevant. The mice of the hands are full of blood, you can't use them for your state's combined. So like in Kategor Nasa Senegar, the Amayel Shahar Gas Nefesh, and Roy Lisa's cap of Abi Shasa Chubas. He can't be the one who carries that, the element of bracha which the Kohen is supposed to give. Where am I? A person pushed a woman who was pregnant that caused her to miscarry. Then if you have a misal Uber, the halacha looks at an Uber, a fetus. as for a Yisrael, there's no chiyuv misa to kill an Uber. For a non-Jew, there is. So there's multiple tshuvas, you know, a choice between situation of an abortion. It's much rather that a Jewish doctor should do than a non-Jewish doctor. Because a non-Jewish doctor, you're being machshel him in an isser of his. He has an isser and a chiyuv on a even on an Uber. So you're being matched amount on that level of Isser, and he still does it, it's much less in a case where we'd be, you know, be permitted, etc. But the same thing over here, since Ein Chiyuv Misa Uber, there's no Chiyuv Misa Uber, that's not going to give him a status of Yudechim Tamim Malayu that he can't be in a second point.
Is Shaykh Lef Naiva on a Goy?
Yes. Gemara and Avodah Zorah and above. One of the examples of this neighbor that Mura gives is being moshed every minachai to a goy. So the Mura seems to assume that it's double pasha, that there's this neighbor by a goy.
Wine to a nose.
That's not relevant to our discussion right now. Okay. V'yesh. Then he said, the Ramah says, no, the Vida Tshuva, he could be no says kapo. Even if he did a true tshuva, Well, you know, and our Moses says at the end, that's the meaning, is that v'yesh is a chayim mishmachir malkapanim b'meizin. Why am I real? No, some say, what do you mean? It's not the truth. And Moses says, this is the meaning. So it's not the meaning. Also says, at most, we would be chayim without a case of accepting the Baal Tshuva who did it b'meizin, you know, and let him be nasa kapanim. Maybe not, but the person did b'shogeg. You know that we'll find the simple reading over here. Fine. Fine. What time is it? Yeah, 7. Okay, I can do one more. Now, Zok the Mechaber Sif Laman Vok Mol Tinukume. So the scenario where he was a moil. He did a meal on a child, the child is a meal, and the child, Lolena, didn't survive the meal. So over there, it's nice as Kapov. Now, Shaila is why is nice as Kapov? He killed Bashogeg. So Mr. Burr will talk about that. However, Vimaom Miranin in Acharov, Shu Shevetamim, Kimishon is Baradavar, Yisis Kapov. That and if people are saying, what do you mean? This person he's a murderer, etc. So the case where it's not Nisbar, then you can be noticed as Kappa. But once it's Nisbar, he should not. So what does that mean? Mr. Murray, culture, multinical mace. So Bechaber says, need noticed as Kappa. Why? Bechaber, he killed somebody. Chara, the Kamal of the Shem Mitzvah. His intent over here was not b'shogeg b'meizin to kill somebody, but there's a mitzvah involved over here, which he tried to do, and whatever, it didn't work out. And you don't know that the child was viable. Maybe after the milah, where a person is vulnerable, but not something then, something affected him in his weakened state, and that's a cause, but not the direct cause that he killed the child. So we don't know for sure. So we have three arguments. Even if we would know he's an Chavashem Mitzvah, but also we don't really know. But if the Am is Ranach, or they're spreading rumors about him, like Koya Mol Tinek, there's actually a Shadim Loisakapa. Al Ranach Rav Shorg Nefesh, going back and see the previous Sif, people are saying, I heard that, you know, Koya and so and so, it was Harag as a Nefesh. We all Kim and Shane Adam. And the pasuk says kapayim, but that's only there's edim. There's no edim over here. You know who's also in yudei Hashem esu. He says kapayim. If he knows it's true, he shouldn't be nusik kapayim. Bein latsa bein imakana machem. He should never be nusik kapayim. Even though they tell him go up, he should not listen. If he knows that's the reality, he shouldn't be doing it. Okay, I told you here.
He's the first guy.